Hello, 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 my wonderful preppers, and welcome to the very first episode of Prepper Patty, your go-to source for all things emergency preparedness with a splash of humor. I'm your host, Prepper Patty, and I am thrilled to have you all here with me today. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty of planning for emergencies, let's set the stage, shall we? You see, when life throws us a curveball, and it always does, it's good to have a game plan. And not just any plan. Oh no, we're talking about a plan that's as rock solid as your grandma's famous meatloaf recipe. Because, let's face it, when disaster strikes, you don't want to be left scratching your head and wondering what to do next. So, grab your favorite snack, get cozy, and let's chat about the importance of having a plan in case of emergencies. Because hey, who knows? Maybe someday you'll thank Prepper Patty for saving the day. Upbeat music fades. Stay tuned, my friends. The journey to preparedness starts right here, right now. All right, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're at home, minding your own business, when suddenly the power goes out. Your first thought might be, no big deal. It'll be back on in a few minutes. But what if it doesn't come back on? What if it's a full-blown blackout and you're left stumbling around in the dark trying to find that emergency flashlight you bought on a whim? Or how about this? You're at work, typing away at your computer, when the fire alarm starts blaring. You grab your phone and purse, but then realize you have no idea where the nearest emergency exit is. Panic sets in as you fumble your way through the maze of cubicles, hoping for the best, but fearing the worst. And let's not forget about the classic movie scenario. You're on a romantic dinner date when suddenly someone starts choking on their food. You frantically look around for the nearest first aid kit, only to realize you have no idea where it might be. Cue the awkward patting on the back and nervous laughter as you try to remember those CPR lessons you took years ago. It's moments like these that make you realize the importance of having a plan in place. Sure, it's easy to shrug off the need for preparation when everything's going smoothly, but when chaos strikes, you'll be glad you took the time to think ahead. So, let's channel our inner Boy Scouts and always be prepared, because you never know when a random emergency might pop up and ruin your day. All right, folks, let's get down to business and talk about the nitty-gritty details of creating a personal emergency plan. We're talking about the stuff that can make the difference between being prepared and being a hot mess when things go south. First up, communication. Now, I know we all love our smartphones and think they're the answer to everything, but in an emergency, those things might not be so reliable. So have a backup plan. Maybe it's walkie-talkies, maybe it's a good old-fashioned whistle, but make sure you have a way to get in touch with your people. Next, meeting spots. It's like setting a rendezvous point in some spy thriller, only without the cool gadgets. Pick a spot where everyone in your crew knows to go if you get separated, and make sure it's somewhere specific. No, meet me by that big tree nonsense. We're talking about meet at the corner of 5th and Main level of specificity. And finally, key contacts. These are the people you need to have on speed dial in case things get hairy. Sure, your best friend might be great for brunch dates, but do they know what to do in an emergency? Make a list of the people who can step in and save the day when you need them most. So there you have it, folks. When it comes to creating a personal emergency plan, it's all about getting organized and being prepared. And hey, if nothing else, at least you'll feel like a secret agent with your rendezvous points and backup communication plans. All right, folks, we've covered the importance of having a plan during a crisis, but let's not forget about the importance of keeping in touch with our loved ones. And no, I'm not just talking about sending a quick text and calling it a day. We're talking about really connecting. Now, here's where it gets interesting. We may not be able to physically be with our loved ones all the time, but that doesn't mean we can't stay connected. Sure, Video calls and phone calls are great, but have you ever considered sending a carrier pigeon? Okay, maybe not that extreme, but you get the point. Get creative with your communication. And speaking of communication, let's not forget the power of a good old-fashioned letter. That's right, pen to paper, postage stamp, and all. I mean, who wouldn't want to receive a handwritten letter in the mail? It's like a little surprise that shows up at the doorstep, and it beats getting bills, that's for sure. But hey, if traditional methods aren't your style, there are plenty of other ways to stay connected. Social media, email, smoke signals. Okay, maybe not the last one, but you get the idea. The key here is to find what works for you and your loved ones, and make the effort to keep those lines of communication open. Whether it's a funny meme, a heartfelt message, or a simple emoji, make it a priority to reach out and let your loved ones know you're thinking of them. And remember, a little communication can go a long way in keeping those connections strong, especially during challenging times. When it comes to choosing meeting spots in the event of an emergency, it's important to think outside the box. You don't want to be standing in front of a coffee shop or a grocery store, frantically searching for your loved ones. Let's get creative. How about meeting at the dog park? I mean, if there's a crisis, we'll all need some furry friends to comfort us. Or how about meeting at the local ice cream shop? Because nothing brings people together like a scoop of Rocky Road, right? And if we really want to get wild, why not have a designated meeting spot at the mini golf course? Sure, there might be a tornado swirling nearby, but at least we'll have some epic bragging rights for acing that windmill hole in one. So when it comes to choosing meeting spots, let's think fun, quirky, and potentially delicious. So, there you have it, folks. We've covered the importance of having a well-thought-out emergency plan, from making sure your pet rock has a designated earthquake-safe spot to stocking up on emergency snacks. Chocolate counts, right? It's clear that a little planning can go a long way in keeping us prepared for unexpected bumps in the road. So if you're currently thinking, I'll just wing it, maybe it's time to rethink and start planning today. After all, as the saying goes, failing to plan is planning to fail, especially when it comes to finding your car keys in a zombie apocalypse. As we wrap up, make sure to grab your favorite pen and start jotting down those emergency plans. Remember, being prepared doesn't have to be a daunting task, and who knows, it might even turn into a fun family activity. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Remember, it's always better to be overprepared and slightly ridiculous than caught off guard and entirely flustered. Stay safe, stay prepared, and remember that a little planning can go a long way. Until next time, happy planning and goodbye, listeners.